ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, scaly animals. Scaly animals. Category number two, armed forces. Category three, action movies. Category number four, Greek mythology. And category number five, oil and water. All right. Scaly animals, armed forces, action movies, Greek mythology, oil and water. Paul from Geelong is going to kick us off. Paul, g'day.
How you going, Phil?
I'm very well. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Have you heard different?
No, but I think it's worth checking in, Paul. You never know. You just never know. Sometimes it can be on a minute-by-minute basis.
even less.
Exactly. What do you like here? Scaly animals, armed forces, action movies, Greek mythology, oil and water?
We'll start with scaly animals.
Scaly animals. Known to roll up and erect its scales when threatened, what animal has a name that comes from the Malay word for rolling over?
Just repeat that for us, Phil.
Known to roll... So we're in a category called scaly animals. Known to roll up and erect its scales when threatened, what animal has a name that comes from the Malay word for rolling over?
Oh, look... Erect its scales. I'll just have a... It won't be right, but I'll just go the frilled-neck lizard.
Not the frilled-neck lizard, no.
Thanks,
Paul. Thanks, mate. See ya. Bye-bye. Thank you. Ray in the Bay says, read the outages on Channel 25, Phil. Has anyone tried turning it off and turning it back on again? Yes. Well, Ray, that's right. I have the person responsible with the bag of tools out there fixing the matter up. Hears that and maybe takes it into consideration. Lex, I'll come to you shortly. Lorenzo's at Fulham Gardens. G'day, hi, Lorenzo.
Hello there, Phil.
Question one. Scaly animals, known to roll up and erect its scales when threatened. What animal has a name that comes from the Malay word for rolling over?
I think it's armadillo.
It's not an armadillo. No, oh, okay. Sorry, Lorenzo. Thank you. It's not an armadillo. What about Keith in Darwin? Hi, Keith.
Yeah, g'day, bud. How are you?
Not too bad. Question number one, scaly animals, known to roll up and erect its scales when threatened. What animal has a name that comes from the Malay word for rolling over?
Well, the one I think does a lot of stiffening up under rock ledges, would it be echidna?
No, it's not an echidna. No, Keith, no. I don't know that an echidna's not a scaly animal, isn't it? This is the category is scaly animals. Stella from Bayswater, no. For the same reason, not a porcupine. Baroni from Adelaide's got it. Annette from Perth's got it. Karen in Sydney has got it as well. Errol from Anglesey. Hello, Errol.
Oh, I know this. I've seen it on TV. It's a long-tailed. I think it's portico or something. It's
known to roll up and erect its scales when threatened. What animal has a name that comes from the Malay word for rolling over?
I'm not going to come up with it.
No good?
No, it's a. I think it's got port something in its name because I have seen it. But I can't remember it exactly.
Thanks for having a crack, Errol.
I send.
So, see ya. Thanks for having a crack. Lex in Borough. G'day, Lex.
Oh.
Hello.
I'm glad I rang you before I fell asleep, which is what I normally do.
That's all right. I put a lot of people to sleep. It's good.
No, you were so soporific. It's a lovely word. Just a word of warning, it's cold here in Burrow. It's about minus one. Mm-hmm. And we've had the log fire on. I opened the fire, a really good firebox earlier, and the blummin' log fell out and set fire to her woolen blanket. So I'm washing that blanket
now. Lucky the cat wasn't on the blanket.
The cats were slightly alarmed. The dog was sick. Now it smells of burnt wool all over my house. So
yeah, it's bad.
I know. It's a terrible smell, but I averted the crisis and then rang you.
Keep the door closed. All right, known to roll up and erect its scales when threatened, what animal has a name that comes from the Malay word for rolling over, Lek?
I think it's cobra.
Not a cobra, no.
Oh, darn it.
No.
Okay, no profanity tonight. Thanks,
see
ya. Phil.
Bye. No, it's not. No. All right, well, let's try David in Broome. Hi, David.
Yeah, evening, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. How's Broome? All right?
Yeah, I was just listening to your article, actually, coming up on the Chinese there before and the translations. And
oh, yeah.
I remember my father mentioning there that the indigenous people preferred the Chinese meat to eat their flesh to other people's.
Oh. They did not, David.
in the goldfields, that was one of the things, didn't you? Growing up, my dad used to mention. But no,
I don't think in the goldfields anybody was eating anybody, David.
But no, the lady said mine, the snake, and you said that's not that it. It's not the.
No, yeah, the snake. Okay, thanks, David. See ya. Bye bye. dear. It's funny how some beliefs get traction. George from Melville. G'day, George.
Hi, Phil. I went to South First Things said lunch and bingo today.
You what? You won at bingo?
No, I had lunch. There's no prawn cocktail today.
Oh. Well, there normally is, isn't there, at bingo when you go?
Well, not always. Special occasions have prawn cocktail.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough. I mean, I only serve prawn cocktail at my house on special occasions, George.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be
after
Spiny Anteater.
Not the Spiny Anteater, no. Sorry, mate. Thank you. Not the Spiny Anteater either, no. Ash in Sorrento. Hi, Ash.
G'day, mate.
Known to roll up and erect its scales when threatened, what animal has a name that comes from the Malay word for rolling over?
I've also seen this on telly. Is it the antelope?
Hello? Is it the what?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Ash. Is it the what?
Penelope?
No. Sorry, no, it's not. Daniel's in the truck. G'day, Daniel.
Oh, g'day, Bill. Hey, what did that last fella say it was?
I couldn't hear, but it didn't sound correct to me. But you go on. What's...
Okay, because I think I was going to say the same thing as him. It's not a pangolin, is it?
That's it. The pangolin is what we wanted, yeah.
I think that's what he was trying to say, actually.
Yes, I know, but he couldn't. Well, I mean, we needed to get to it.
Yeah.
No, the pangolin is known to roll up and erect its scales when threatened. It has a name that comes from the Malay word for rolling over. Hey, pangolin. Okay, that's question one. Gee, it took us a while to get there, but that's okay. Daniel, question number two. We're in scaly animals. You can stay there, but you've got a choice of the rest of the board, Greek mythology, oil and water, armed forces, or action movies?
Action movies, please, Phil.
Action movies, question number two. In 2012, Jean-Claude Van Damme revealed he had an affair with which famous Australian woman while making the 1994 film Street Fighter?
I didn't see that movie, Phil. So, Australian actor, did you say?
Which famous Australian woman?
Right, Jean-Claude had an affair with Nicole Kidman?
Not Nicole, no. Thanks, Daniel.
No.
See ya, bye-bye. Not Nicole. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hi, Trev.
Hi, Phil.
Question number two, action movies. In 2012, Jean-Claude Van Damme revealed he had an affair with which famous Australian woman while making the 1994 film Street Fighter?
Yeah, the 1994 timeline and the name of the movie. I believe he starred in it together with our very own Kylie. So that's my answer, Kylie Minogue.
Correct. Yes, it is. Oh, it was. It was Kylie Minogue, and she was in Street Fighter.
We'll go worldwide, just like now.
We couldn't trace it. He broke off too soon. Oh, no. No, he doesn't like journalists. I assure you it's an equal opportunity dislike.
We were able to get Bison to break radio silence.
Points. All we say for certain is his base is hidden somewhere here. Excuse me, sir, but the Gat didn't get to the top of the Asian underworld by taking risks. He's not the type of guy who makes new friends.
Kylie Minogue.
That was before Michael and Nick.
What's that, sorry?
That was before Michael and Nick.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, long before. That's right. No, she's had an interesting love life and good on her. Yeah. Would it be Kylie Minogue, says Peter in the truck? Yes, it would. Yeah. Bobsled says, frankly, Phil, I don't give a Van Damme. Fair enough, and Bobsled. Stephen Tuckable had Kylie too. Pat from the Point says, Street Fighter's my guilty pleasure. It's so tacky, but it's such fun. Alrighty, okay. Question number three. We're in action movies. You can stay there or you can move.
I'll go back to the scalies.
Scaly animals, native to Australia. Which lizard is the only species of the genus Chlamydosaurus?
Very unique looking lizard that we have is the thorny devil, so that's my answer.
Not the thorny devil, Trev.
Okay.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. No, not the thorny devil. Roz from Bundoora. G'day, Roz.
Good evening, Phil.
What do you reckon? Native to Australia, which lizard is the only species of the genus Chlamydosaurus?
I don't know, but the only lizard I can think of is the frill-necked lizard.
Correct.
Oh, really?
A very good way to approach nightlife, actually, the mighty challenge.
My enormous range of lizards.
How many lizards do I actually know?
Yeah.
Susie had the blue tongue. Oh, that's true. You could have named the blue tongue.
I used to have a blue tongue in the garden until local cat ate it.
So I'm trying to think how many lizards I know.
I know two. Yeah.
Okay. Joanna Valera said the goanna. Oh, that's true. All righty, Roz, question number four. What do you want to do? Stay with scaly animals?
Actually, I don't know what the other categories are.
We've got scaly animals, that's where we are. But you could go to Greek mythology, oil and water, armed forces, or action movies.
Oh, gosh. What about oil and water for some strange reason?
All right, oil and water, question number four. Which company was ordered to pay a record $20.8 billion for the environmental damage caused by the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil rig explosion?
Oh, gosh. The Val Exxon?
Which company?
Was it the Val something?
No. Oh.
No,
okay, not the Val. Sorry, Dora. Sorry, Roz.
Good night, Phil.
See ya. Bye-bye. No. I know where you're headed, and that is not correct. Rachel from Canberra. G'day, Rachel.
Oh, good evening, Phil. How are you going?
Evening. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Nice and chilly in Canberra tonight?
Yeah, down to one so far.
Oh, it's toasty warm. Not even in mine.
That's right.
Question number four, oil and water. Which company was ordered to pay a record $20.8 billion for the environmental damage caused by the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil rig explosion?
Would it be BP?
Correct, it was. Yeah, it was. It was BP. Massive environmental catastrophe. BP. Yes. Question number five. We're in oil and water. But you don't have to stay here. You can pick off the board if you like. Scaly animals, armed forces, action movies, Greek mythology.
No, I'll stick with oil and water, thanks.
Staying with oil and water. Lake Lucerne is also known as the Lake of the Four Cantons, as it borders four administrative regions in which country?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Lake Lucerne is also known as the Lake of the Four Cantons.
Yeah.
As it borders four administrative regions in which country?
Switzerland.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's in Switzerland.
Beautiful.
Nice work. Okay. Question number six. Staying with oil and water?
Yes, please.
Which European country produces nearly half of the world's olive oil? It's a lot.
I'm tempted to say Spain.
Is that your answer, or are you just tempted to say it?
I'll say Spain.
Spain is correct. Yes, it is. It is Spain.
That's the most I see on the supermarket shelf, so that's the extent of
Spain. Spanish olive oil. Spanish. That's hard. That's a big cornering of the market, isn't it?
It is.
Gee, have you seen the reports from Europe about the heat wave, the heat dome that's sitting over Europe?
Oh, 38 degrees in London. That would be torturous.
They're saying 38 degrees in London, maybe hotter. They're saying it will be the hottest June day ever on record, ever.
Yeah.
And the temperatures in Spain and parts of Italy look even worse. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Question number seven. We're in oil and water. Staying?
Okay. Yes, please.
Ah, well, you're in Canberra here, Rachel. This might be the go. Who is the federal leader of the Australian Greens?
Larissa Waters.
Speaking of oil and water. Yes. Larissa Waters is correct.
Look, we're in a deep housing crisis and we have whole generations of people who've been locked out of home ownership, primarily because of some deeply unfair tax perks that property investors have been availing themselves of for some 20-odd years now. We would have liked to have seen those property tax perks abolished. Instead, the government's cancelled them for folk who don't already have them, but it's kept them in place for those who do. So we thought long and hard about this. On balance, this package is a small step forward, and so we've announced today that we will support it.
And the tax changes are through. Well, will be. Oil and water, Larissa Waters. All right, one left in oil and water, Rachel. If you like.
Yes, please.
Oil was the original title of which 1980s US soap?
I can see it. There were lots of rich people.
Not happening?
I can see the actress.
We sound like we're at a Ouija board. Is she still alive, Rachel? Dynasty. Is she still alive? Will she speak to me?
Joan Collins, Dynasty.
Correct.
I was waiting for a chemistry question, Phil.
Oh, no.
Chemistry question.
Oil was the original title of the 1980s US soap Dynasty. Yeah, not the greatest theme in the world, but anyway, there you go. Dynasty, it was. What's that, Rachel?
I wasn't allowed to watch it. I was too young.
Oh, yeah. No. It's funny that you were in your kid and you used to try and sneak the lounge room door open so you could have a look.
You could tell by the music.
I remember mum and dad hired a TV once, and they, because we didn't really have TV when I was growing up, Poor me. Poor me. I know. And we weren't allowed to watch anything late at night, including Homicide, which was great. I had to watch it all later. Oh. And as for number 96, whoa. No way. No way. All righty, we're up to question number 9. No more oil and water, which means you've had 5 in a row.
Oh, wow.
You started on BP.
I did, yes.
BP, Switzerland, Spain, Larissa Waters dynasty. Okay, doke. All right.
I think I should retire.
Greek mythology, that's it for oil and water. So Greek mythology, scaly animals, armed forces, action movies. Rachel?
We'll try scaly animals. I was going to get pangolin.
Scaly animals. Due to microscopic scales, the name of which order of insects means scaly winged in Greek?
gosh, scaly animals in Greek. And, you know, I was talking to a biologist just yesterday.
Well, you would. As you do.
Scaly animals. Can you repeat the first part of the question, please?
Due to microscopic scales, the name of which order of insects means scaly winged in Greek? No,
I think it's probably too late to pull that one out.
Thanks, Rachel. Five is a very good score. See ya. Bye bye. Five is a very good score. Joy from Logan in Queensland. Hi, Joy.
Oh, hello. How are you going?
I'm going pretty well. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer here. Stephen Tuckermore says bedtime was 7:30, but my dad let me stay up for Benny Hill on a Sunday night. That would be most unsuitable kid watching for kids. Question number 9. We're in scaly animals. Due to microscopic scales, the name of which order of insects means scaly winged in Greek?
Well, anything I can think of is Lepidopterus.
Correct. Very good. Lepidoptera, yes. Lepidoptera. Very good, Joy. Question number 10. We're in scaly animals. You can stay there or move if you like.
I think we'll stay. Thank you.
What name is given to the scientific study of reptiles?
Herpetology.
Correct. Very good, Joy. Herpetology. Herpetology is the scientific study of reptiles.
But I was keeping up with her mostly.
With Rachel? With Rachel. Yeah, she was pretty good, wasn't she?
Didn't get Spain.
You didn't get Spain?
No. But anyway.
No, well, Spain's probably, I mean, because there are a few choices, aren't there, for big olive oil producers. See, a lot of things, I think a lot of people might, what's that?
Italy, Greece.
Italy, Greece.
Israel.
Yeah, Israel, that's true. Other Middle East countries, actually, might produce. Yeah. Spanish olive oil. All right, question number 10. We've got one left in scaly animals, if you like.
Armed forces,
action movies, Greek mythology.
Okay. I'd do something different. Go for armed forces.
Armed forces. Why not, Joy?
Why not?
Question 11. In the Australian Army, which rank typically commands a platoon?
Rank, huh? A platoon.
In the Australia. What's that?
Captain.
Not the captain. No, well, not a captain. Thanks, Joy.
See
ya. Bye-bye. Carol from Craigieburn says, I was allowed to stay up on Mondays and Thursdays. I did for the Don Lane show. Yeah. I think I've told this story before, but I think Dad hired the TV. Because he wanted to watch the Olympics, which was only on for 2 weeks. And I think the Olympics, it wasn't day-long coverage as there is now. I think it was basically a highlight show at the end of the day. So that's the only bit that he watched, and he hired it, and then he found out the higher place wouldn't take it back. because they wanted him to keep hiring it, of course. He did his nana over the whole thing, I seem to remember. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Now, where are we? Anthony in Perth, sorry, you've been waiting on there, Anthony. Hello. Hi, Anthony.
Hello.
G'day. We're in Armed Forces. We're up to question 11. In the Australian Army, which rank typically commands a platoon?
Maybe Brigadier General.
Not a Brigadier General, no. Not a Brigadier General, no. David from Mount Kolar. Hello, David.
Yeah, g'day, Philip.
How are you?
Good, thanks, mate.
Good to catch up again. Question number 11, Armed Forces. In the Australian Army, which rank typically commands a platoon?
Is that lieutenant?
Correct. A lieutenant, yeah. Typically commands a platoon. Question number 12. We're in the armed forces, but you can move to scaly animals, action movies, or Greek mythology. Up to you.
Oh, I might stay in armed forces.
Armed forces. A critical strategic location for the US Armed Forces. What's the smallest of the five main islands of Japan?
Is that Shikoku?
No.
Oh.
Sorry. Thanks, David. Bye-bye. No, it's not. Rodney from Warburton. Hello, Rodney.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well. Question number 12, Armed Forces. A critical strategic location for the US Armed Forces. What's the smallest of the five main islands of Japan?
That's quite funny, actually. This was going to be my subject, but no. Is it Takara?
No. No, it's not. Sorry. It's not very, it's no good when you line up your favourite subject and then can't get first base. I pass first base. Anne, correct. That's correct, Anne. Adam from Dapto, correct. Robin, no, it's not. That's not correct. Yes, in 1956, people bought fold-up chairs and sat outside TV shops. There was TV in the window. Yeah, there was. I sort of remember. Remember that? TV stores had TVs on in the window, and you'd often get quite sizable crowds standing outside watching the TV. Oh, dear. They were different times. Come on. Kay from Bunbury in WA. G'day, Kay.
How you going, Philip?
Pretty good. Question 12, we're up to. We're in Armed Forces, a critical strategic location for US Armed Forces. What is the smallest of the five main islands of Japan?
Well, it sounds Japanese, so I'll go for Okinawa.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
it sounds Japanese.
Tell me, Philip, you know that one about the scaly insect, the order, was that Lepidoptera or something like that?
Yes, due to microscopic scales, the name of which order of insects means scaly winged in Greek is a Lepidoptera.
It was the only word I could think of that might be Greek because I don't know any Greek, but I just played a little game with myself and I thought if I can get four right, not in a row, if I can get four right, I'll ring up. And it worked.
Oh, good. Yeah, I presume that means that the wings of butterflies are comprised of microscopic scales.
Yeah, they must be. Yeah,
because they look so delicate, don't they? You'd think how good they, but.
I didn't know they had scales. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah,
we learn a lot on the challenge.
We do. Someone's texted saying, Lieutenant, not in the Australian Army. No, it's Lieutenant. It's Lieutenant here, isn't it?
Yes, please.
Not Lieutenant. Question 13. We're in the Armed Forces. We can move if you like.
Well, I've got family connections with Armed Forces in Australia and New Zealand, so I better go for that one.
Sorry, which one was that again? Sorry?
Armed Forces,
okay. Mm. Oh, you'll like this story. Julia from Lindisfarne says, Phil, a funny story about watching TV as a kid. I was 9 years old and sick, So my mum put my bed in the kitchen near the fire. Homicide was on. There was a prostitute in the show. So I asked mum what it was, and she said it was another name for a thief. Sometime later, a girl stole my rubber in the shape of a horse. I screamed across the quadrangle, so-and-so's a prostitute. She stole my rubber. Never understood until years later why the teacher grabbed me, put a hand over my mouth, and everything went black.
Ah, oh, that's gorgeous.
It's a funny story. Armed forces. Okay, question number 13. Ready? Walmington-on-Sea. Walmington-on-Sea was the setting for which classic British sitcom?
Have to be Dad's Army.
Of course it would be. The great show, Dad's Army.
Who do you think you are, kidding, Mr. Hitler?
Actually, Wilson, they're a nation of automatons, led by a lunatic who looks like Charlie Chaplin.
How dare you compare our glorious leader with that non-Aryan clown?
Oh, look
here. I am making notes, Captain. And your name will go on the list. And when we win the war, you will be brought to account.
Whistle while you work. Hitler is at work. He's half army, so's his army. Whistle while you...
Your name will also go on the list. What is it?
Don't tell him, Pike.
Pike.
Oh, dear, that was a funny show.
Very funny.
Someone's texted, please give a shout out to everyone that remembers June from Portland. Hello. Yes, it was her birthday yesterday. RIP, yes. Memories of June. Thank you. Kay, question number 14. We're in armed forces. Do you want to stay there?
Yeah, okay. We'll stay there.
Hang on. Are we 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13? Yeah, we're up to question 14. Okay, armed forces. After the US, NATO's second largest army belongs to which country?
NATO.
After the US, NATO's second largest army belongs to which country?
I'll say Germany.
Not Germany.
Yeah, just before you go, Philip, yeah. Rachel was very, very clever. Has she been on before?
Oh, yeah. No, Rachel's been on before in recent times, yeah. Yeah,
she's very good, very good. Okay.
She was excellent. Night. All five in oil and water she got. Yeah,
very good. Okay.
Thanks, Kay.
Good night. Bye.
And good night to you. Still laughing at Dad. I should go and rewatch Dad's Army. It was very funny. Chris says yes, and Phil, while we're remembering June from Portland, the very nice lady Joy from Wollongong too. Indeed, there have been so many marvellous players over the years. Question 14, now who's Tara's in the truck. G'day, Tara.
Hello. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Tara, yeah, I'm pretty good. We're up to question number 14. We're in armed forces. After the US, NATO's second largest army belongs to which country?
Canada.
It's not Canada, no. Sorry, no, it's not Canada. Bob from Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
G'day, Phil. I think I know it. Do you think I can remember? I've got a mate, Carol. He's from just north of where the fighting is against the Russians now. It's got a big army, and they're I've got my brother-in-law's Henry Kozłowski, and he's a not Cuban. Do you think I can get this out? It's driving me nuts. if my brother-in-law is listening, he's going to have a laugh at me tomorrow. This morning, I should say. Let's see. One last time.
After the US, NATO's second largest army belongs to which country?
No, I can't get
it. No good. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Bob. See ya. See ya. Thank you for that. No. Trev in Surfers Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Hello, Philip.
After the US, Trev, NATO's second largest army belongs to which country?
I've been thinking about this for the last 50 seconds. If they're a member of NATO, which I'm not sure they are, my answer is the Ukraine.
Not Ukraine.
Oh, damn.
No, they're not members of NATO either. No.
Well, that's it. But if they were, I'm sure they got a big army.
Well, they were, I'm sure at the moment they would be. Yes.
And Dad's army, it is beyond funny. It is, you know, you can't watch it and not make a noise laughing. You don't just quietly chuckle to yourself. Laugh out loud.
You do laugh out loud. No, it's hilarious. Righto, Trev. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. No, that's true. Judy in Brisbane's got the right answer here. Jane from Homebush, correct. Dave from Perth, correct. Yes. Who's going to help us out here? Betty from Dapto. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing?
Good, pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, everything all right?
Yeah, everything's good. Fred's working well.
Fred's good and Adrian's good.
Yes. Yes, everything's pretty good.
Fred has his ups and downs, but you know how it is.
I've had a sore tooth for a while and I went to the dentist yesterday.
Oh, gee, you're a brave woman, Betty.
Why is that?
Oh, it's a brave woman that goes to the dentist. I've got to go on Thursday, Betty. Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought that I'd have to have it taken out, but when they x-rayed it, I had a bit of an abscess on it, so now I'm on some antibiotics.
Oh, are you? Mm. Oh, gee, you're nearly in intensive care there, Bet.
The amazing thing about it was I was very surprised because it was what you would describe as a sore tooth, but I had no pain.
Oh, okay.
It was just sore to touch.
Oh, yeah.
Sore to bite on, but I had no pain. But anyway, I'm on the antibiotics now, and I've got to go back and see the dentist and see if it's all right and what have you.
All righty. Well, good luck, Betty. Now, do you know the answer to this one? After the US, NATO's second largest army belongs to which country?
Well, I don't really know, but I'll say China.
Not China. Betty, no. Thanks, Betty. See ya. Bye. Not China. Hannah says, Betty, I'm going to be down at Albion Park tomorrow. That's right next door to Dapto, it is. Yeah. David from Singleton, by the way, says that Crawford Productions, who made Homicide, Crawford Productions have all their first episodes on YouTube. Probably to flog their DVDs. So I'm watching the very first Homicide in Division 4. It was a real throwback to innocent times. Yeah, it would be. It really would be. All righty, let's move on here. Steve from Claremont in WA. G'day, Steve.
Yeah, how you going? Yeah, well, look, I won't ask you how you're going Well, look, everyone, you keep giving the same answer. I think they should listen to what they say. The answer is Turkey.
After the US, NATO's second largest army belongs to which country?
Turkey.
You know they changed the name of the country because they just didn't like the sound of it in the West.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would be about right. Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, question 15, armed forces. One left.
Yes.
One left there.
Yes, okay, armed forces.
Question 15, Per Ardua Ad Astra is the motto of which branch of the Australian Armed Forces?
Oh, my Lord. You got... it would probably... Per Ardua Ad Astra. Which branch would probably be the... would be the Navy?
Not the Navy. Steve, no. Oh. Sorry, no. Not the Navy. It would not be the Navy. Peter from Yamina Beach. G'day, Peter.
How you going, mate?
Pretty good.
How you going, Phil? Thank you. Would it be the Air Force?
Per Ardua Ad Astra is the motto of which branch of the Australian Armed Forces? It is?
The Air Force?
Correct. Yes, it is. The RAAF, through Per Ardua Ad Astra, through adversity to the stars.
Okay. And I was put to bed before number 96 too. I did laugh at that one.
That's right. I only found out about it was annoying because when you went to school, of course, there were all these kids who'd been allowed to watch it.
And Well, I remember when the colour TV came out, and I remember hassling my dad because we all spent our time across the road at our neighbour's house. We wouldn't come home because we didn't have a colour TV. But I used to be the remote control.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the left, to the other way. Other way, other way. Yep, stop there. So, every time we had to change the channel, it would be me. And Pot Black was another one. But anyway, we'll stop talking.
Well, you're a fan of Pot Black.
My dad was, had control over the TV, and he was a politician. So we had very little opportunity on what was going on at home.
I suppose that's true. That's true. Yeah, I want to see what they're saying about me.
I grew up on Four Corners.
Question 16. Okay, that's it for Armed Forces. We've got no more. So we have action movies, scaly animals, or Greek mythology. We've got 10 questions left.
I've been listening for a while. I might go action movies to start with.
Action movies. Question 16. Which 1971 Clint Eastwood movie was based on the real-life Zodiac killer?
It would be Dirty Harry.
Correct. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I watched it just recently.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's on ABC Catch-Up.
Oh, okay. Have a listen.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Yes, do you, punk? Question 17. All right, do you want to stay with action movies?
I reckon so. If I get 3 in a row, this is my record, Phil.
Well, this will be 3 in a row if you get this one.
Yeah.
Action movies. In which film series do the English actors Alan Rickman and Jeremy Irons play villainous European brothers?
A movie.
No, in which film series?
A film series. Jeremy Irons. Okay, we're going back to the 90s. Phil, I'm going to blank. I'm going to give it up. I don't want to waste your time, but thank you for your time tonight.
Thanks, Peter.
I'm in a total blank. Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. Thank you for having a crack anyway. Ian from Warimba. Hello, Ian.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question 17, action movies. Yes. In which film set... Go on.
Before I don't answer it or can't answer it, the question about who commands a platoon in the Australian Army...
Yeah.
...is sort of half right because... Most soldiers will tell you the sergeant does all the work and the lieutenant's there at the front. Yeah.
And the sergeant belts the corporal and the corporal belts the lance and the corporal belts the lance corporal.
Those at the bottom corporal.
Yeah.
But would it be the Cray brothers?
Not the Cray brothers, no.
Oh, okay. All right,
thanks, Ian. Bye-bye. Thank you. Rachel in Kilmore. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Phil. Is it Die Hard?
Correct. In which film series do the English actors Alan Rickman and Jeremy Irons play villainous European brothers? It was Die Hard, where they play Hans and Simon Gruber.
Oi, let's be straight, okay? It's obvious you're not some dumb schmuck up here to snatch a few purses, am I right?
You're very perceptive.
I watch 60 Minutes. I say to myself, these guys are professional. They're motivated.
I must have missed 60 Minutes. What are you saying?
I can give them to you. Hans... Bobby, I'm your white knight.
Touching, cowboy, touching. Or should I call you Mr. McLean? Mr. Officer John McLean of the New York Police Department.
Yes, Die Hard. All right, question number 18. We're in action movies?
Yep,
two left in action movies. Quote, get ready for rush hour was a tagline for which 1994 action movie?
Oh, ready for rush hour.
Just speak into the phone, Rachel, because I'm...
Sorry, is that better?
That's much better, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it might be one with Michael Douglas, but is it called Black Rain or something?
No.
No.
No. Thank you. Thanks, Rach. Wrong direction. No, not correct. Keith from Mississippi Downs. G'day, Keith.
Oh, g'day, Phil. Just a quick word on the RAF thing about Paradua ad Astra.
Yeah.
It was long before the RAF had it. It was the original thing from the RAF way back.
Oh, was it? What, the RAF has got it, have they? Okay, as well.
The RAF had it first, to be honest. It was copied by the RAF.
Oh. See, if I was making up a motto for the, you know, for the RAF, I think it would be something like, you know, land safely.
Well,
Or come back home.
The Brits translated as through hardship to the stars.
Oh, okay.
But as to your question, I have not the faintest idea, but it's been a very good program. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Bye-bye. See ya. Alan, Jane from Homebush says, Alan Rickman's got the best voice. Yeah. Chris in the Southern Waters, that's correct. Sam from Harvey. G'day, Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hello, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good, Sam. Question 18 we're up to. Action movies. Get ready for Rush Hour was the tagline for which 1994 action movie?
Would it be Jaws?
No, not Jaws. Thanks, okay, Sammy. Thanks Sam. Bye-bye. No, not Jaws. Line's free if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Voices are so amazing. Rickman's voice all his own forever. Yeah, well, there are. We love voices in radio, I can tell you. Mark from Port Pirie. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Phil. And what do you feel? And, you know, in the 1990s, our parents let us watch that.
Well, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the source of all your problems then, Mark?
Yeah. I was about nine. My other brother was about eight.
Most inappropriate at nine. Oh, no.
And they were watching. And they were watching with us.
Wow. Okay.
And also the movie. Did you know they made a movie of 1996 and 1974? Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they made a movie of it.
Hey, question number 18. Get ready for Rush Hour was the tagline for which 1994 action movie?
Oh, I have watched the movie, but. No,
good.
Don't remember.
Okie doke. See you, Mark. Bye bye. Thank you. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen. Get ready for Rush Hour was a tagline for which 1994 action movie?
Fast and Furious.
Not Fast and the Furious, no. Sorry, no, not the Fast and the Furious. Brian from Nowra. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
What do you reckon? Get ready for Rush Hour was a tagline for which 1994 action movie?
No, I wouldn't know that. They're on the commercial station.
No good. Okie doke. Well, let's move along. Dave from Falconbridge. G'day, Dave.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
Pretty well. Pretty well. Question 18. Get ready for Rush Hour was the tagline for which 1994 action movie?
I'm not sure, but I'll have a guess at Speed.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was Speed. Right.
Pop quiz. Airport. Gunman with one hostage. He's using her for cover. He's almost to a plane. You're 100 feet away.
What do you think? Shoot the hostage.
What?
Go for the good wound and he can't get to the plane with her. Clear shot.
You're deeply nuts, you know that?
Pop quiz, hot shot.
There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
Keanu Reeves, Dennis Hopper, Sandra Bullock.
Pop quiz, you have a hair trigger aimed at your head. What do you do? What do you do?
Speed. Get ready for Rush Hour.
Yes, it was a very good movie, actually, Speed. Really exciting. Righto, question number 19, Dave. What do you want to do? Last one in action movies, or you can move to scaly animals or Greek mythology?
I'll try the last one in action.
Yeah. All right. Which James Bond film features a high-octane gondola chase through Venice?
Oh. Well, it's... Goldfinger. That's my favourite. is it Goldeneye?
No, not Goldeneye. Sorry, Dave, not Goldeneye. Thanks.
Thanks, Phil.
See ya. Bye-bye. No, Jim in Campbelltown, that's not correct either. Matthew from Newcastle had Speed, correct. Maria from Seaview Downs. Lots of people had Rush Hour, no. No, Maria, it's not that either. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Which James Bond film features a high-octane gondola chase through Venice? Remember? Give us a call, 1-300-800-222. Which Bond film features a high-octane gondola chase through Venice? Jane from Mudgee, that's correct, yes. Mick from Mitcham. G'day. Hi, Mick.
Mitcham.
Yeah, g'day, Mick.
Come on. That was quick.
You're on. Yeah, exactly. Which James Bond film features a high-octane gondola chase through Venice?
Oh, maybe somebody else.
Hello?
Couldn't name one, Phil.
Okay. No worry, Mick. No worries, Mick. Thank you anyway, and thanks for having a crack. Karen from Mullumbimby. No, that's not correct either. Cameron from South Perth. Any idea, Cameron?
You only live twice.
No, you're not that one either. Sorry, not you only live twice. All right, we'll take the question. We're up to question number 19. We'll take answers after the news. Which James Bond film features a high-octane gondola chase through Venice is where we are. We'll find out the answer to that and the others straight after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
Question 19 we're up to. Which James Bond film features a high-octane gondola chase through Venice? Michael from Denali. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Which one are we after?
I'm trying to think. Could it be Moonraker?
Correct, it is. It's Moonraker. Yeah.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
A movie.
A beauty, yeah, no, a beauty. All right, we've got one left in scaly animals, and then we've got five left in Greek mythology.
We'll go with scaly animals.
Gee, Greek mythology has been popular, hasn't it? Question number 20, scaly animals. Which 1997 movie set in South America stars Jennifer Lopez, Ice Cube, and John Voight?
That would be Anaconda.
Correct. Very good. Yes, Anaconda, the massive big snake. Okie doke. Well, it's come to this, Michael. You've got five questions in Greek mythology to knock it off. Associated,
okay, give it a go.
Associated with war and practical reason, which Greek deity was born from Zeus's forehead, fully grown and in armour? Greek deity.
That's where I say goodbye, Phil.
See you later, Michael. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right. Wendy from Tamworth. G'day, Wendy.
Hello. How are you going?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Who are we after here? Associated with war and practical reason, which Greek deity was born from Zeus's forehead, fully grown and in armour?
I could be confusing it, of course, with Roman, but is Mars the god of war?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
No. It's not Mars, no. Steve from Marrickville, what do you reckon?
Hi there. Hi, Philip.
What do you reckon?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Associated with war and practical reason, which Greek deity was born from Zeus's forehead, fully grown and in armour?
I'm going to say Hermes.
Not Hermes. No, not Hermes. Michael from Berrydale. G'day, Michael.
G'day, how you doing?
Pretty good. Associated with war and practical reason, which Greek deity was born from Zeus's forehead, fully grown and in armour?
Athena.
Correct. It was. It was Athena. Four to go. All in Greek mythology. In Greek mythology, which king of Thebes unwittingly killed his father and married his mother?
Zeus.
Not Zeus. No, not Zeus. Yanni from West Brunswick. G'day, Yanni. G'day, Yanni. Hello? No, he's disappeared on us. All righty. What about Luke from Atherton? I'll come to you shortly, Luke. Vicky from Nowra first up. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
In Greek mythology, which king of Thebes unwittingly killed his father and married his mother?
Would it be Zeus?
Would it be who?
Zeus.
No, it's not Zeus. No. Sorry. No, we've had Zeus. It's not Zeus. Luke from Atherton. Hi, Luke.
Yeah, good day. I remember the story. I can remember there's a crossroads and he unwittingly kills his own father and then he's adopted by somebody else and he ends up marrying his mother.
Yes.
But I can't remember his name. Is it? Well, I think it might be Dionysus. Is it Dionysus?
It's not Dionysus, no. Sorry, Luke.
Sorry, but I can't remember the name.
Thank you. No, it's not Dionysus. Adrian from Canberra. G'day, Adrian.
G'day, Phil.
In Greek mythology, which king of Thebes unwittingly kills his father and marries his mother?
I don't know, so I'm just going to say Thetis.
No. Sorry, Adrian. No, it's not correct. Charlie's on the road. G'day, Charlie.
Hey, morning, Phil.
Morning. In Greek mythology, which king of Thebes unwittingly kills his father and marries his mother?
Would it be Oedipus?
Correct. Yes, Oedipus, leading to the Oedipus complex, a psychological condition described by psychiatrists today. All righty, three left here. They're all in Greek mythology. With a name meaning all gifts in Greek, who was the first woman in the world in Greek mythology?
Well, the cornucopia was a horn of plenty.
No worries. Thanks for getting one anyway. We've got three left. Vanessa from Cadence. Hello, Vanessa.
Hey, Phil. I phoned up for Oedipus.
Yeah. What about this one? With a name meaning all gifts in Greek, who was the first woman in the world in Greek mythology?
I'm going Athena.
We've already had Athena. It's not Athena. Sorry, Vanessa. No, it's not Athena. Anybody know the answer here? 1-300-800-222. Pat from the Point. No, that's not correct. George from Fremantle's got the right answer. Yes. Jeff from Bacchus Marsh. G'day, Jeff.
Hi, Ruby. I didn't hear the question, though.
With a name meaning all gifts in Greek, who was the first woman in the world in Greek mythology?
I was going to say Pandora, but I don't think it's that. I'd say Thea.
What's your answer?
Thea.
Not Thea. So, oh dear. Thank you, Jeff. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Pandora from Sapphire Beach. G'day, Pat. With a name meaning all gifts in Greek, who was the first woman in the world in Greek mythology, Pandora?
Me?
Yeah, you're on.
Pandora.
Yes, it was Pandora. Correct. Yes, with a name meaning...
Why are you asking me to ring two nights in a row?
With a name meaning all gifts Pandora. In... With a name meaning all gifts in Greek. Pandora was the first woman in the world in Greek mythology.
Oh, I had to ring.
Who opened the famous box, didn't she? And
it's actually an urn, according to Mr. Fry.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and we take whatever Stephen Fry says seriously.
I suppose we do, yes, I suppose we do.
Well, I suppose we do.
And out from the box came everything, except?
Hope.
Hope. Oh, no.
And then hope kept knocking and she let hope out. She did give the world hope.
Question 24. We're in Greek mythology. Two left here. In ancient Greek mythology, the goddess Bronte was the personification of which meteorological phenomena?
An eclipse.
Not an eclipse. No.
Okay.
Thanks, Pandora.
No more Pandora questions.
No more Pandora tomorrow. Questions.
No more questions that may have to read. Not tomorrow, next couple of days, but not tomorrow.
Take care. Bye-bye. All righty, who knows their Greek mythology? Marie from Naruma. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. In ancient Greek mythology, the goddess Bronte was the personification of which meteorological phenomenon?
I don't know. Thunder?
Yes, correct. Very good.
Okay.
It was thunder.
Okay.
Okie doke. Question number 25. Marie?
Yes?
In Greek mythology, Talos was a gigantic bronze statue built to protect which island?
Crete.
Correct.
Yeah! Oh, my God!
Hey, that was a good stab.
That was an absolutely brilliant stab.
That was a very good stab. Good on you.
Oh, I thought you were going to go nuts.
Nah, good on you. Well done, Marie. Hang on. Hang on there, and we'll get some details from you and get this out to you. You are the winner of the Mighty Magnet tonight. Annette from Perth had Crete. Poor Stephen Fry with cancer. Yeah, I know. Did you hear? Some years ago, I interviewed Stephen Fry about his book on Greek mythology too. He put out a book retelling the Greek myths in an entertaining way. I remember interviewing him about it. Tony from Melville had thunder too. Robin also had thunder. Jane from Homebush had thunder.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.